B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Iruvin Daf Samach Beis. We're going to start a new perek, Perek Hador, that starts at the bottom of Daf Samach Aleph Omud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hador im ho'akum b'chotzer, oy im mi she'enu imoida b'eruv, hareize oyser olov. And let's just recap. When it comes to carrying on Shabbos, till now we've discussed at length walking on Shabbos. Just, are you allowed to go on Shabbos to beyond the Tchum? Now we're going back to the issa of carrying on Shabbos. Min ha-Torah, one is not allowed to carry from Erushus HaYochid into Erushus HaRabim, or vice versa, from Erushus HaRabim into Erushus HaYochid. There's also an issa to carry within Erushus HaRabim for Amris, but that's not our discussion now. What's considered Erushus HaYochid? Anything enclosed is technically speaking, biblically speaking, Erushus HaYochid, irrespective of how many people it's serving or it belongs to. So any chotzer, a courtyard, the roofs, and other cases like a mavui, the alleyways, especially those that are surrounded on three sides, they all have the status of Erushus HaYochid min ha-Torah. So if you have a courtyard with any number of homes that it's serving, and every home belongs to its own owner, and the chotzer itself, the courtyard, is serving all those owners, since the courtyard itself is a Rishus HaYochid, carrying from the home, from the houses, to the chotzer, and vice versa, is something which is mutar min ha-Torah. However, the Chachomim said that since the home belongs to one Rishus HaYochid, and the chotzer belongs to a different Rishus HaYochid, or to other Rishus HaYochids as well, it's serving more than one person and serving a different person to the individual owners of each particular home. Therefore, it's similar somewhat to carrying from one domain to another. And if that were to be allowed, people will confuse that and think one can carry even from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. They therefore said you're not allowed to carry from a bayis, a home, into a chotzer, a courtyard, on Shabbos. The only way that the Chachomim allowed us to carry from a bayis to a chotzer is if you can turn the entire chotzer into being a single domain, and not just a single domain, the same domain as any one of the homes. That means if all the homeowners all merge to become affiliated to one of the homes, and then all by default the chotzer will be serving that home, and everybody else will be, so to speak, a guest to that person, then the homes will be considered as one, the chotzer will be considered as the same one, and then one can carry from the homes to the chotzer, and vice versa, and back. The question is, what happens if you've got in the chotzer, besides for a Yisrael or two living in the chotzer, having their own homes, the courtyard is also shared with non-Jewish owners, with goyim? The question is, since this chotzer, technically speaking, is serving also a goy and also a Yisrael, then even if all the Yisraels make an Eruv, but the goy is out of the Eruv, and then the chotzer will be serving the Yisroel and the goy. So even if all the Yisroels were to merge, the chotzer would be serving the merged Yisroel and the goy. It will be serving two domains. Again, it will be also to carry from any of the homes, either from the Yisroel or from the goy, into the chotzer. What do we do? Now, this perek is going to discuss three different ways that one can actually merge different all the homeowners of a chotzer. One is called an eruv. The typical eruv that we've discussed a little bit, and we will discuss a little bit more still, where all the people, they represent themselves, or they send some food to one of the homes, and a person's mind, his residence, is established where his food is. So if all the homeowners take some food and put it into one home, it's as if they're all residing in that one home, and then they're all merged into one. There's another way, and that is being mevatel rishus. If a person says, if one of the homeowners says to another homeowner, my share in the chotzer, I'm giving it up to you. I'm being mafkrit, I'm making a hefker, I'm just giving it up to you. So now the chotzer is not serving that person anymore. And as long as all the others have made an Eruv, then the chotzer belongs to that one entity that has made the Eruv. And again, it's carrying from one home to a chotzer belonging to that one home. Again, that will be mutter. There's another way of merging people, and that is by schirus. If somebody rents, he hires out his share in his home, in his chotzer, to one of the other people in the chotzer, then it's as if both homes belong to that one person, the one who has actually hired the rishus or part of a rishus in that home. And we have to now discuss, when it comes to a goy, can he join an Eruv? Can he be mevatil his rishus? And can he do schirus, and how? So let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hador imo akum, if somebody lives with an akum, the literal translation of akum is ovid kechovim umazolis, is idolaters, is idol people who serve idols, but it means any goy, in a chotz, bechotzer, they are sharing the same chotzer. Oy im misha'ene meida be'eruv, or with somebody who does not accept the halachas of Eruv, even though he may be considered as a Yisrael, and we already saw in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph, this is referring to a kuti, and they were people that did not accept, it was their conversion was questionable. Hareze oyser olov, then that particular person, the goy or the kuti, he restricts the Yisrael from being able to carry from the Yisrael's home into the chotzer, and for that matter, from a Yisrael cannot even carry from the goy's home into the chotzer, because any one of the homes belongs just to one owner, but the chotzer belongs to more than one owner, and therefore one would not be allowed to carry from any bias to the chotzer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oymir, Le'olam einoy oyser ad sheyu shnei Yisraelim oysrim ze al ze. It's own that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that if there's one Yisrael sharing a courtyard with one goy or with a kuti, then the kuti will not aser the Yisrael. We will not consider the chotzer as belonging to two entities. We will consider the chotzer as belonging only to the Yisrael, and therefore the Yisrael can certainly carry from his own home to the chotzer, and from the chotzer to his own home. And we'll discuss later whether he can also carry from the goy's home or not. But Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that if there's two Yisraelim who are in sharing the same chotzer, and so therefore the chotzer belongs at least to two entities, to two homes, and since the two Yisraelim oyser zel ze, they prohibit, they restrict each other from carrying in the chotzer, then if there's also a goy there, then even if the two Yisraelim make an Eruv, the goy will actually destroy the Eruv, and the Yisraelim will not be able to carry there, all the while that the goy is there. We'll have to see what can be done, but an Eruv cannot be done. And we'll discuss in the Gemara what the difference between the Tanakama, who happens to be Reb Meir, who says that any time a goy and a Yisrael share a chotzer, there's an issue, but Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who holds that only if there's two Yisraelim and a goy, then there's an issue, but if there's one Yisrael and one goy, then there's no problem. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah. Omer ben Gamliel, Maisa b'tziduki echot. The tzidukim, they were Yisraelim. There was no question as to whether they were Yisrael or goyim. Unlike the kutim, where the conversions were questionable, the tziduki was a Yisrael. However, they were heretics, and for whatever reason it was that's discussed in Rishonim, the tzidukim did not accept the Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah, and they didn't believe in the whole concept of needing to have an Eruv and not being able to carry from a chotzer to a bais, which is only a rabbinical halacha. They did not accept all that. So Maisa b'tziduki echod, shehoyo dor imonu b'movi b'Yerushalayim. And the Chachomim said that even having a tziduki living in a chotzer together with a Yisrael can cause a problem. So there was this incident that there was this tziduki that was living in a movi, in an alleyway, in Yerushalayim, together with some Yisraelim. This is Rabbi Gamliel talking. It was in his, in the alleyway. And even though till now we've been talking about bayis and chotzer, the same halachas apply to a movi. We've discussed earlier in the Masechta that typically, courtyards serve homes and alleyways serve courtyards. In a typical courtyard, there would have been two or more homes, and in a typical alleyway, there would be two or more chatzeres. In the same way as carrying from a bayis to a chotza needs to have an eruv, eruvei chatzeres, so too if the chatzeres want to carry in the alleyway in the mavui, you need to also make an eruv called shitufei mavois, which is a very similar concept to eruvei chatzeres. Besides, for making an eruv, you also have to fix the mavui with a koira or a lechi, as we discussed in the first perek. So there was this mavui, and there was a tzeduki that was living, that was with them in this mavui. Va'omer lonu abba, and Rabbi Gamliel says that his father told him, "Mi'aru vo'itziu es hakelim lemavui. Hurry, as soon as Shabbos sets in, take your utensils out from your homes into the mavui," which means that you be the first ones to use the mavui on Shabbos. Before this tzeduki, who's going to, if he puts his kelim into the mavui before you, he will destroy our eruv. However, if you take your utensils out before him, then the eruv will be valid. And this tzeduki, since he was definitely a Yisrael, he could be mafgir, be mevatel his chelik. He could relinquish his own part. He could relinquish his right in the chotza, to the other people in the chotza. And that's what this tzeduki did. However, since he was relinquishing his rights, is only good all the while that he doesn't use the chotza. If he's going to use the chotza, he's clearly changed his mind and has reclaimed his rights. And therefore, the Abba, the father, told Rabbi Gamliel, make sure that you use the chotza first. And if you use the chotza first, then the bittul, the relinquishing of the rights of this tzeduki will be valid, and therefore you can then carry the rest of Shabbos. If the tzeduki we were to use and carry in the chotza before you manage to, then he's undone, so to speak, his bittul, and then you will not be able to carry in the mavui. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'loshen acher. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Gamliel's father didn't say, quickly go and use the mavui before the tzeduki does. He says, Me'aru v'asu tzorcheichem b'mavui. He says it's not even going to help you to use the mavui before the tzeduki, because at any point the tzeduki could change his mind and use the mavui and undo the bittul. And if he undoes the bittul, then it will become apparent that from the beginning of Shabbos you were never allowed to carry in the mavui, and therefore even before Shabbos sets in, make sure that you do anything you need to do in the mavui, because on Shabbos proper, on Shabbos itself, you will not be able to use the mavui. Maruva also tzorcheichem b'mavui, attend to all your needs in the mavui before Shabbos sets in, because at some point this tzeduki may carry his utensils into the mavui, and then you will be restricted from using the mavui from that point on, and it could be that it will even have been osa retroactively from the beginning of Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Yosef Abaya bar Ovin, Vervchinana bar Ovin, Abaya and Vervchinana, the sons of Ovin, they were sitting, Vyosef Abaya Gabayu, and Abaya was sitting near them. Vyosef Ka'omru, they were discussing the following. It's Bishleim Reb Meir. We can understand the view of the Tanakhama in our Mishnah that we know is Reb Meir. Kosovar diras oivid kechovim shmo dira. He holds that the residence of a goy is considered a residence, and therefore if you have one Yisrael with a goy sharing the same chotza, the chotza is serving two residents, and then you cannot carry from the bayis to the chotza, or from the chotza to the bayis, and that's what the Mishnah says, that hareze oiser olov. It doesn't matter if there's one Yisroel living there, or if there's two Yisraelim living there, if there's also a goy living there, and the diras akum shmo dira, the residence of a goy is considered a residence, and therefore there will be an issa, they will not be able to carry in the chotza. El Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, however, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that there's a difference and it depends whether there's one Yisrael or two, Maikosova, how are we supposed to understand his opinion? Ikosovar, if Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, diras ev tchovim shmo dira, that the residence of a goy is considered a residence, afilo chad nami te'oser, then even if there's just one Yisrael sharing the chotzer with the goy, there should be an issue that each home belongs to one person, the chotzer belongs to two, and one should not be allowed to carry midrabonon from any of the homes into the chotzer. Vi lo yishmo dira. In the event that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the residence of a goy is not considered a residence at all, and we'll soon see later that in the same way as if you have a pen with lots of animals living in it, and we don't say that the pen is shared by a number of residences, because that an animal is not considered having a residence. It might live there, but it's not called a reshus. It doesn't have a dira. If that's the status of a goy's residence is similar to those of an animal relative to ownership in the chotzer, then it doesn't matter if there's one Yisrael or two Yisraelim, the goy should not be an issue at all. And as long as the two Yisraelim make an Eruv, the goy should not restrict their being able to use the chotzer. If Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the residence of a goy is not considered a residence, then even if there's two Yisraelim there, why should there be a problem? Omalu Abaya. Abaya, who was there and he was listening to Abaya bar Ovin and Rav Chinuna bar Ovin discussing this, so Abaya added in, he said as follows, he asked them, V'sovar Rav Meir diras eved k'chovim shmo dira? Is it so clear to you that the reason that Rav Meir said that if you've got one Yisrael sharing a courtyard with one goy, that the goy restricts the Yisrael from being able to use the chotzer, is it so clear to you that the reason is because the dira, the residence of a goy, is considered a residence? Well, Tanya, did we not learn about Rav Meir's own opinion in a brisa? Chatzeira sheloved kechovim, the courtyards belonging to a goy, harehu kedira shel behema, is similar to a stable belonging to animals, being used by animals, that we don't say that it's the stable is being shared by different residences, and a goy's home is just like a stable. And therefore, we do not consider the chotzer as belonging to an additional another owner. And therefore, even we would, according to that, even one Yisrael or even two Yisraelim with a goy, the goy should not restrict the use of the chotzer at all for the Yisrael. Why then, according to Rav Meir and our Mishnah, even if you have just one Yisrael with one goy, does the goy restrict the residence? This contradicts what Rav Meir himself said, that the residence of a goy is not considered a residence. Elo, it must be. The kule al madira saved kechovim loish madira. Everybody, both Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, in our Mishnah, they both hold, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, they both hold that the residence of a goy is not considered a residence. V'hocha, what are they arguing about? B'gzeira shema yilmad mimaisav komifligi. Chachomim were concerned that a Yisrael should not chas v'shalom learn from and not be influenced from the behaviors and the actions, the ways of the goyim, and therefore they wanted to make it as uncomfortable as possible for Yisrael to live in the close proximity of a goy. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sovar, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the second opinion in our Mishnah, he holds, kiven do'evit kechovim choshud ashvichas domim, since a typical goy is suspected of murder, therefore, no Yisrael in his right mind would want to live on his own in a chotzer with a goy. And therefore, since a Yisrael would not live with a goy, then in the event that you have the odd case, a peculiar Yisrael who's happy to share a chotzer with a goy, it's so rare that the Chachomim did not find it necessary to decree any restrictions there. And they just said that since a goy, we know that his residence is not considered a residence, so he does not restrict the Yisrael. But if you have two Yisrael, trade the shchicha de dairu, if you have two Yisraelim sharing a chotzer with a goy, and that is more common, more accepted, gozru buhu, the Chachomim said, we're going to make a gzeira, and the gzeira is that the goy restricts the Yisrael's ability to use the chotzer on Shabbos. However, the Chachomim did want to allow the Yisrael some way that he could use the chotzer, because sometimes they have no choice and they have to share a chotzer with the goy, even though there's a negative influence from the goy. So they said that what you have to do is that you have to actually rent, you have to hire part of the rishus of the goy from the goy. And we assume the goy will not want to do this, he'll be suspicious, and therefore it will make it complicated, and that will cause the Yisraelim to move away from there, which is what the Chachomim wanted. But if you have just one Yisrael living with a goy, it's such a rare occurrence, the Chachomim did not find it necessary to make a gzera. Chad lo ishchiach lo gozer bei rabbonon. Rav Meir said, Zimnin de mikra v'dair. It could be that even a single Yisrael is going to live in a chotzer with a goy, and the Chachomim did not want Yisrael to live with the goy in such close proximity. He may learn from the ways of the goy and may be influenced by him, and therefore, even with just one Yisrael, even though it's very uncommon, Rav Meir said that if you have a goy living there, you cannot use the chotzer. Not because it's considered that the chotzer belongs to two residences. No. Just because the Chachomim said that it's as if we're making a decree that you have to view the chotzer as if it belongs to two residences, and being a goy, he cannot join in the Eruv. The only way you can get around it is with schirus, which is, we'll soon see the schirus, the renting and hiring from the goy, and since that's very complicated and is doomed to fail, the goy will not accept those conditions, and that will force the Yisrael to move away from them. V'omru Rabbonon, the Chachomim, which is now referring both to Reb Meir and to Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, they both held, Ein Eruv Moel B'mokim Ovid Kechovim, where there's a goy, they cannot make a regular Eruv of everybody giving some bread into one of the homes. That does not work. V'ein bitul rishus moel ba'ovid kechovim. What we mentioned before regarding the tzidukim, who are definitely Yisraelim, when it comes to the goy and the kuti, they cannot use bitul. As we said before, bitul means they relinquish their rights in the chotzer to the Yisraelim, to the other residents in the courtyard. And the only thing that works, atche yaskir, the only thing that will allow the Yisrael to actually use the chotzer is if the goy, he rents out to the Yisrael his share in the chotzer. And the typical goy will not want to rent out to Yisrael on a weekly basis, every Shabbos, his part in the chotzer. And the Yisrael will want to carry in the chotzer. He will not be able to. And that will make him move away from the goy, which is exactly what we want. Now the Gemara is going to discuss why should a goy not want to rent to the Yisrael every Shabbos his part in the chotzer. My tam, why would a goy be reluctant to rent to Yisrael his right in the chotzer? Ileim mishum de sova dilma osil achzuke b'rishusei. Are you going to say because he's worried that the Yisrael will eventually take over the entire chotzer and not give the goy his rights to the chotzer back? Well, that depends on the level of the rental that needs to be done in order to allow the Yisrael to carry in the chotzer. Honi chaleman do'ama ulsunzi, it's machlekes amiroim. Honi chaleman do'ama schirus bria bi'inon, according to the opinion that says that you need to have a very strong type of rental, a very formal type of rental, then we can understand that the goy will not want to rent to the Yisrael. Elo lemando amaschirus ru'a ba'inon, but according to the opinion we're about to see, who says that it's sufficient, at least regarding the eruv here for the chotzer, it's sufficient to just have a weak type of a rental. We'll soon see what that is. And then if it's just a weak type of rental, there's no risk of the Yisrael actually taking over the entire chotzer from the goy, then Michael Amemer. Then how are we going to understand why should the goy not want to rent out to the Yisrael on a weekly basis? De Itmar. And where did we see this? De Itmar, we already learned that Rav Chisda Omar Schirus Bria Ba'inon. Schirus Bria. Rav Chisda holds you need to have a very strong type of rental in order to be able for the Yisrael to use the chotzer on Shabbos. Rav Sheisha Somar, Schirus Ru'a. Rav Sheisha says that it's enough if it's just a very weak type of rental. And the Gemara is going to explain. Mai Ru'a, Mai Bria. What does it mean, a weak type of rental and a strong type of rental? How does that manifest itself? Ilema Bria Bepruta. Are you going to say that Bria Bepruta Ru'ua Bepachis Meshava Pruta? Are you going to say that what it means, that according to Rav Chisda, you have to do the rental using a full Pruta, which as far as the halachas regarding Yisrael, it's the smallest value that we give any significance to. So are you suggesting that according to Rav Chisda, you need to do the rental with a Pruta, and according to Rav Sheshet, it's sufficient to do a rental, a weaker rental, which means to pay even less than a Pruta? The Gemara says that can't be. Mi'ikel man to Omar, is there anybody that holds that me'ovid keichovim bepochis mishava pruta loy? Can it be that Rav Chisda says that you cannot do a rental from a goy with less than a shava pruta? And that's what's determining a strong rental or a weak one. V'hashalach Rabbi Yitzchok b'Rabbi Yaakov bar Giyura m'shmeid Rabbi Yechanon. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon. Havayodim, you should know. Sheshoivrim. That you can rent from a goy even with less than the value of a pruta. It was also said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, where do we find that even less than a pruta has value and significance regarding a goy? Something we never find regarding Yisrael. It says, Ben Noyach Nerag al Pochis Mishava Pruta. A goy who steals, and that's one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. If a goy steals, and he does not have the mitzvah of returning something he steals, v'heishiv hazagzeila, and we know that a goy, as soon as he transgresses one of the seven mitzvahs, he's chayiv misa. And a ben noyach, this goy, nerag, he gets killed, al pochis mishava pruta, if he steals even less than the value of a pruta. So you see that regarding a goy, even less than a pruta has value. V'loy nitin le'yishavin. And he's got no mitzvah of leheshev hazagzela, and therefore he cannot undo the avera of stealing, and therefore he gets killed. But you see that even less than a shava pruta is significant to the goy, and therefore everybody would agree that you can rent from a goy by paying even less than a pruta. And even Rav Chisda would agree with that. If so, what does Rav Chisda mean when he says you need a schirus bria, you need a very healthy, a strong type of schirus? Ela bria, what does it mean? A rental which is very heavy, which is very strong, it means b'moyharke v'aburgane, which means that to be allowed to fill up the entire chotzer with benches and chairs. So Rav Chisda says that the rental has to be such that the Yisrael, who's renting the goy's part of the chotzer, can even fill up the entire chotzer with benches and chairs. And then the goy would have reason to believe that, just a minute, he's taking over the whole chotzer and filling it all up, maybe he's going to overrun my part of the chotzer, and therefore the goy will not want to rent it to the Yisrael. And that's what the Chachamim wanted. They wanted to impose that challenge to the Yisrael that he should not be able to have this rental. Ru'uah. What does it mean? What Rav Sheshet says it was sufficient to have a weaker type of rental. It means that a type of rental that does not allow the Yisrael to fill up the entire chotzer with benches and chairs. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Chisda, who says that when you rent the chotzer from the goy, you have to be able to use it even to fill up with benches and chairs, and then we can understand that the goy would not want to do that, and then the Chachamim would have reached their goal of making it difficult for the Yisrael to live in close proximity with the goy. Elo lemando amaschirus ru'ua b'inon, according to Rav Sheshes, who says that it suffices to make just a weak type of rental, and the goy would have no issue with giving and renting his chotzer on that level to the Yisrael. What have the Chachamim achieved by saying that you have to rent it from the goy? Because according to the letter of the law, a goy's residence is not called residence. It's like a stable with animals. Just the Chachamim instated and decreed you should view it as if he's got residence. Why? In order to prevent the Yisrael from living near the goy. But if the only level of rental that's needed is a weak one, and the goy will have no issue renting it to the Yisrael, then what have you gained? How are you going to explain the goy's reluctance to rent it to the Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, filahacha, choshish oivid kechovim likshofim. A goy will be suspicious. What's going on here? Why is this Yisrael constantly renting my section in the chotzer? Not only is just not only is renting it and he doesn't understand the concepts of Eruv, but not only that, he's doing it only on Shabbos, on Klal Yisrael's holy day, he's going to get suspicious that there's some sort of sorcery going on here. V'loy Megar, and therefore he's not going to want to rent and let the Yisrael take over his part in the Chatzar, and then the Chachamim will have achieved what they wanted, and that is to make a complication, make it difficult for Yisrael to live close to a goy. Continues the Gemara Gufa. We saw before, Chatzir Ishaloivet Keichovim Harehu Kadir Shal Behema. We saw before that, and this was Rab Meir's opinion before, that the residents belonging to a goy is considered to a stable with animals, and it does not create the status of a residence, of ownership in the chotzer. Umutah lehachnis ulahaitzi, and it's mutah, that means if you have a chotzer belonging entirely to goyim, you have 10 homes which are sharing a courtyard, and each home belongs to a different goy, and the chotzer is serving all 10 goyim, then since it's considered as if there's one stable with 10 animals in it, then it's not considered as if they have different diros, different residences. And therefore, if a Yisrael were to enter that chotzer, or one of the homes in the chotzer, the Yisrael would be allowed to carry from any of the homes of those goyim into the chotzer. A Yisrael is allowed to carry from the homes into the chotzer, from the chotzer into the homes, because it's just one stable. It's all considered one rishus. V'im yesham Yisrael echod. However, and this is like we saw of Meir in our Mishnah, if there's even just one Yisrael that's living there, then oyser, then the resident, all those goyim, they actually restrict the Yisrael from being able to use the chotzer. Divrei Reb Meir, that was the opinion of Reb Meir. And Rashi says that this Braisa that we're quoting now actually says that the chotzer, because all the goyim are just considered like animals in a stable, then the truth is the chotzer belongs entirely to the Yisrael. He's the only, so to speak, owner of the chotzer. All the rest are just animals in a stable. So even though there's one Yisrael with all the goyim there, the Yisrael will be allowed to carry from his own home into the chotzer, because his own home belongs just to him, and the chotzer belongs just to him. However, the homes of the goyim, that's where the issue is going to come. The Yisrael is not allowed to carry, no Yisrael will be allowed to carry from any of the homes of the goyim into the chotzer, because the chotzer belongs to the Yisrael, and the homes of the goyim do not belong to the Yisrael, and therefore they will be considered as if you're carrying from one rishus to another rishus, and that's what it means that it's oyser. When it says that im yesham Yisrael echod oyser, divrei Reb Meir, what it means is it will be oyser to carry from the homes of the goy to the chotzer. And the Gemara is going to discuss this soon. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov argues and says, "La'olam eino oisa achi ushnei Yisraelim oisrim zel zel." Like we saw in our Mishnah, the issue will only ever be if you have at least two Yisraelim sharing the chotzer, and then if you have since Chachomim did not want two Yisraelim, which was something which was more common, to share a chotzer with the goy, lest he learns from his ways. Therefore, the Chachamim said you have to consider the goy's rishus as being one and having a residence. And therefore, only if there's two Yisraelim there, then there's an issue with the goyim. Continues the Gemara, Omer Mar. Chatzeiru shel Akum mareu kadiru shel behemis. The Gemara is going to discuss the braisa we just learned. We just learned that the chotzer belonging to a goy is similar to a stable with animals. That means there's no status of the goy does not have any ownership and rishus in the chotzer relative to the Yisrael, and it's not considered as carrying from one rishus to a different rishus. V'anantanan. And we explained before, what does that mean? That the chotzer belongs to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael is not allowed to carry from the goy's home into the chotzer, but he can carry from his own home into the chotzer. And the Gemara is asking, v'anan t'nan. This seems to contradict what we learned in the Mishnah. What did we learn in the Mishnah? In our Mishnah, hadori moivid kechovim b'chotzer. A Yisrael, or Meir in our Mishnah, says that if a Yisrael, even just one Yisrael, lives together with the Goy in a Chotzer, Hareze Oyser Olov, then the Goy actually restricts the Yisrael from using the Chotzer. And that seems to say that the Yisrael cannot even carry from his own home into the Chotzer. Well, why not? So that seems to contradict the Braisa, where we understood in the Braisa that having a Yisrael living with a Goy, all it does is, the only restriction it makes, is that the Yisrael cannot carry from the Goy's home into the Chotzer, but he can carry from his own home to the Chotzer. In our mission, it seems to be, Harei ze oyser olov, that the Goy stops the Yisrael using the Chotzer, even from his own home. Says the Gemara Lo Ikasha. It's not a question. Hod isya hod leisa. It depends if the Goy is actually there on Shabbos or if he's not there for Shabbos. If the Goy is there for Shabbos, then he stops the Yisrael carrying even from his own Rishus to the Chotzer. If the Goy is not there, then even though the Yisrael cannot carry from the Goy's house to the Chotzer, because it's two different Rishus, the Chotzer is attributed and associated to the Yisrael, and the Goy's house is not. However, from the Yisrael's home to the Chotzer, that will be allowed because the Goy is not there. If the Goy is not there, then it's okay. Umayka Sovar. Now we're trying to understand this. What does Rameh actually hold? Ika Sovar Dira Beloi Bailim Shmo Dira. If he holds that a home with nobody living there, which is what we just said now, Deleisa, that the Goy is not there. If a home which with nobody there, presently there's nobody there, is considered, Shmo Dira is considered a residence, Afilo Evit Kechovim Nami Nitzar, then even if you have a Goy whose home, who's not present, he's not there during Shabbos, it should still be considered as if he is there for Shabbos and should prevent the Yisrael from carrying from his own home to the Chotzer. We just said now that if the Goy is not there, in that case, the Braisa says that Yisrael can carry from his own home to the Chotzer. But if he holds that a residence without an owner, if the owner is not there, is not present for Shabbos, lo yishmo dira, it's not considered a residence at all, afilo Yisrael nami lo nitzar. Then what happens if you have two Yisraelim sharing a chotza? No goy. And one of the Yisraelim are not there for Shabbos, then is the other Yisrael allowed to carry from his home to the chotza? And we know that he cannot, because the chotza belongs now to two people, and carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus is Asa. But if the Yisrael is not there, if you say that Dira b'loi b'ailim lo yishma dira, that if the owners are not present for Shabbos, it's as if there's no residence there, then even in the event that Yisrael is not there, why is the other Yisrael restricted from carrying to the Chotzer without an Eruv? Answers the Gemara, lo'olam kosova dira b'loi b'ailim lo yishma dira. The truth is that Rav Meir holds that if the owners of the residence are not there for Shabbos, it's not considered as if there's a residence there. V'Yisrael, d'chi isya, osur. When the Yisrael, in the event that there's two Yisraelim sharing a chotzah, when the Yisrael is there, then m'ikar adin, then according to the law, neither of the Yisraelim can carry in the Chotzer, because the Chotzer belongs to two residences, to two Yisraelim. And since when the Yisrael is there, it's also Me'ikar Adin, Midrabonon, then Kileisa, Kozer Rebbe Rabonon, then even if one of them goes away, and technically speaking, if the owners are not present, then the Chotzer is only serving those people who are present, and therefore it should be mutter for the Yisrael to carry in the Chotzer, even though the Chotzer belongs to somebody else also who's not part of the Eruv, but that somebody else has gone away for Shabbos and therefore is not relevant. However, the Chacham made a gzeira and said that if we allow you to carry, maybe you'll carry another week when he doesn't join the Eruv, even though he hasn't gone away for Shabbos. Oivid kechovim, however, in the case of a Goy, that even when the Goy is there, even when the Goy is there, in the halachas of Eruv, according to the rules, the letter of the law, there should be no issue, like we said before, because a Goy is just like in a stable, and he has no residence whatsoever in context of the halachas of the Eruv. And the only reason the Chachomim said you should view it as if there's residence is in order to avoid the Yisrael living in close proximity of the Goy. And since even when he's there, it was only a gezeira, Shemo Yilmeid Mimaisov, lest he learn from the ways of the Goy, then Ki Yisrael, when the Goy is there, Osir. That's what the Chachomim wanted. They wanted that when the Goy is there, that it should be complicated for you to be there with him. And therefore they said, you have to assume his residence is considered a residence. Kilesia, but if the Goy is not there, and even when he is there, it's just like an animal in a stable, and now he's not even there, Loi Osar, the Chachomim, did not restrict the use in the Chotza. Asks the Gemara, V'chilesa Loi Osar, when the Goy is not there for Shabbos, then we say that there's no restriction of the Yisrael to use the Chotza. But none, we learnt in the Mishnah, Hameniach is Beisoy. If somebody leaves his home for Shabbos, V'holach Lelish Beisbirach Eres, and he goes to another place for Shabbos, Echod Nochri V'Echod Yisrael, irrespective of whether it's a Yisrael or whether it's a Goy, Oyser. Nonetheless, the Yisrael that's remaining behind cannot use the Chotza, because the Chotza belongs to another owner, even though the owner is not there for Shabbos. And we said explicitly in the Mishnah, that the Gemara just quoted, that irrespective of whether it's a Yisrael or a Goy, even if he's not there, there's an issue. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. There seems to be a contradiction with the Reb Meir we saw before in the Braisa. Answers the Gemara, Hosam de'osi b'yoyma, that over there, where we say in that Mishnah, where we say that even though a Goy is left for Shabbos, the Yisrael is not allowed to carry in the Eruv, That is talking about with a Goy that's close enough that he could actually come back on Shabbos. And since he could come back on Shabbos, you might not know when he's coming back. And if he comes back, when he comes back, then the Chotza, you're not allowed to carry to that Chotza, as we saw before. And therefore the Chachamim said, even though he's gone away, you have to assume or be afraid that he may come back, and therefore you cannot use the Chotza. However, when we saw in the Braisa that when the Goy goes away, then the Yisrael can use the Chotza, that's what we're talking about, where he goes so far that there's no chance he can come back on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yudom HaShmuel, Halacha Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. Said in the name of Shmuel, the Halacha is like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov in the Mishnah, that when there's one Yisrael with a Goy, there's no issue with the Goy, the issue only starts when there's two Yisraelim. Rav Huna Omar, Minak Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. It was in the name of Shmuel when it says Halacha Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. You can even publicize and tell everybody, make it known that Halacha is like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. Rav Huna says, no, you should not publicize to everybody that the Halacha is like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, but if somebody asks you a question, you're allowed to tell him that the Halacha is like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. Minak Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. That's the custom. Rav Yechanan Omar, Rav Yechanan says, no, even if somebody asks you, you should not rule the lenient opinion of Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. Noagu Ohom Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. There are those that were accustomed to follow the lenient ruling of Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. And that means if somebody followed that ruling, you don't need to make a big noise about it. You don't need to rebuke him. And you can let things lay as they are. But if somebody asks what you should do, then we should not rule like Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, rather like Rabbi Meir. And even if there's just one Yisrael with a Goy, there's an issue with the Chotza. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.